This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Here we go.
Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Before the show, we were talking and kind of joking about the idea that Chris Greer is such a great, great guy to all the Miami Dolphins content creators out there. If there's a running back available, Dolphins are going to be linked to him. If Tyreek Hill hits the market, you're damn sure Chris Greer is going to have a seat at that table. Le'Jarius Sneed, the Dolphins have, what, 2 draft picks in the top 150? They have negative $50 million in cap space, and we're talking about Le'Jarius Sneed? Well, Chris Greer is there talking to him, too. And the most recent report that everyone seemed to have gotten caught up in is that Odell Beckham Jr., yes, that guy, OBJ, the one-handed catch, is in South Florida visiting with the Miami Dolphins. But days passed. He left. I actually think he might still be in Miami. Who would want to leave? Let's be honest. But days passed without a contract, and we're stuck sitting here. Hey, hold on a minute. SportTrack says that Odell Beckham Jr. deserves a contract of 1 year, $12 million. The Dolphins, oh, that's a mean voice crack. The Dolphins have $10 million in cap space, while there are 9 teams that currently have over $25 million available to spend on current free agents. Guys, is it slightly possible that we put the carriage in front of the horse a little bit on the possibilities with OBJ coming to Miami, despite him hanging out, having a cup of tea in South Florida?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I wish I would have messaged you guys this when I thought of it, because there's no way for me to prove it now. But the day he visited, everyone was like, oh yeah, this is going to happen. This, you know, book it. And I sat back and I said, I don't think it's actually going to happen. Not today anyways, because the Dolphins and Chris Greer in particular, over the last couple seasons, he has had a price point for all of the free agents that they've brought in. And you've seen the Dolphins have multiple visits over the last few years that didn't actually result in signings, because those guys came in and Chris Greer said, we will give you this amount of money and not a dollar more, take it or leave it. And sometimes these guys leave it. Sometimes they take it, but sometimes they leave it as well. And Odell didn't really and doesn't really strike me as a guy who's willing to go, oh, you know what? All right, I'll just take it. I'll do the easy thing and just take the deal. You know, Odell's a very proud person. He's had a good NFL career. May I whisper, maybe a little bit of an overrated NFL career, you know?
Like, just being a hater.
No, I like Odell, and I would be very happy.
So he signs
happy
with Miami, then your tune changes real quick.
I am in favor of the Dolphins signing Odell Beckham Jr. to a team-friendly deal as a wide receiver 3. You know, if you're bringing him in on that $12 million that SpoTrack says he can get, I'm not for that. I don't want that. Unless, again, you have 27 void years on the back of that, you can reduce his cap space down. Again, not even sure how that all works. But I would be in favor of the Dolphins bringing in Odell Beckham Jr., but I just didn't think it was going to happen on the day of the visit because I just didn't think the numbers would align, and sure enough, they haven't. So now we sit and now we wait. But it does still sound like there's positive vibes surrounding Odell coming to Miami, and it does make you wonder if this visit was more about, you know, checking the medicals, making sure, you know, he's an older guy, 32, about to be 33 years old, you know, making sure that he's healthy. And hey, again, post June 1st, we get $18.1 million from that Xavier Howard cut. Maybe Odell can get a little bit closer to the number he wants if he waits until June to do this signing with the Dolphins. So do I think it's going to happen? I'm leaning yes. Do I think it's going to happen anytime soon? I'm leaning hard no on that one.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Chris Greer thing, you know, offering contracts that, you know, he feels are suitable and pretty much saying take it or leave it. I mean, that's another great thing about him and going into the draft. I mean, I'm okay if they offered him a contract, they kind of lowballed him a little bit. They want to see what prospects might fall to them in the draft and maybe go that route at wide receiver three. But I'm not going to sit here and cry over spilled milk for 1 second if Odell Beckham Jr. signs with the Dolphins. It's funny, we're bringing up what Jake said, Spotrac saying about $12 million. Dolphins have about $10 million. Isn't that Shaq Barrett money we were just saying we're going to be pissed about, you know, heading down the road? And I know we're 1 year early on that, but I think one thing we do have to remember, though, and I don't know if you guys see it, I've been, you know, coming on and off Twitter, but it's just so funny how many people, like you said on that day, you know, my sources are saying, you better get ready for this, Dolph. You better get ready. If you don't want Odell Beckham, you better get ready because he's about to sign. And here we are, crickets. And no one ever holds those people accountable. Everyone wants to have sauce.
Now's your chance, Joss. Now's your chance. Name names. Name names.
Everybody knows who these people are. Everybody knows these people are. And I'm not going to add anybody, but I mean, for me, it's just funny that we're still sitting here talking about Odell Beckham Jr. And hopefully there's a time comes when he wants that contract, right? Because that's what it all comes down to. If he wants that little bit of money, the Dolphins are willing to pay him.
Well, he doesn't even need money. He's got that Kardashian money now, right? Isn't he dating Kim K?
I don't know, man. That's
the rumors. Write it up for the Finsider.
How deep's your football knowledge?
Not everything's a story, Josh.
So I think people forget here, and there's more at work here than the Miami Dolphins are trying to sign a good player. I think people forget that while Mike Tannenbaum was the president of football operations in Miami, Chris Greer was the general manager of the Miami Dolphins. As you start writing up these stories, you start to identify some trends. And two years ago, we had the Dolphins traded for Tyreek Hill. Just like that, all of a sudden, Josh, like 2 hours and Tyreek Hill's available. 30 minutes later, the Dolphins and Jets are the teams. 45 minutes later, he's traded to the Dolphins and he signs this new deal just like that. And then you're telling me all of a sudden when the Chiefs are struggling and want to try to trade away Legarius Sneed, they're trying to find trade partners. You're telling me that the Dolphins are just mentioned there just because it's Chris Greer just simply sniffing around with negative $50 million in cap space? What I think we're seeing is someone who knows that this is a team that got straight A's on the report cards. They know how much people like playing for the Miami Dolphins. And this is a nice way for the Dolphins to give OBJ a nice media boost. All of a sudden, you have Adam Schefter tweeting about him. You have all these different conversations going around, where all of a sudden OBJ might get that higher price contract. These aren't these private visits. The Dolphins make everything very loud and clear. They're very transparent with these things. You can tell that we're able to report on every single one of them. I'm genuinely interested to see here if this was kind of a passing in the street where, okay, OBJ, go see if you can make more money. We'll even hype you up with saying you'll come, you know, visit with us, but we're going to make it clear we're going to sign you for our price, and that contract's going to sit out there if you'd like it. And it's kind of refreshing and interesting to see someone like Greer have a seat at every single table, even if he doesn't necessarily want it. If you could have it one way or the other, where you don't have a seat at a single table, or maybe you're 40,000 pounds overweight because you're eating every single buffet possible, I think I like this approach from Greer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, I agree, Jake. Having a seat at the table is better than the alternative, and that's being iced out at every turn. So the Dolphins are not that franchise. The Dolphins are the franchise that has their hands in every bucket here, and who knows? Maybe they could pull out an Odell Beckham, you know, later on this offseason and make it work in Miami.
Yeah, I know a lot of people kind of joke and say, you know, the Dolphins have interest in every single player, every free agent, every this and that. They do, but then there are times when they have legit interest, and there's so we can't even really tell the difference between the two, right? And I think it's all Chris Greer's master plan, and we're sitting here talking about Odell Beckham, but I don't think the Dolphins have to really rush that at all, right? I mean, we can sit here and name names on a list of these free agent guys that we could have some type of interest in. I mean, we wouldn't be upset if – yeah, and I do too. I didn't know if we wanted to go that route, but tell me who you guys – who else would you want to sign, Jake? Wide receiver three. Who else is on that list that catches your eye?
I think even if OBJ does come down from his price tag, I think it still might be a little more expensive than the Miami Dolphins are willing to spend. So if you listen softly in the distance, you'll hear another can rolling down the street, Merrick. Now, let me tell you about Russell Gage, a 28-year-old wide receiver who I think would be absolutely excellent in Miami. However, he did suffer a non-contact knee injury in August of 2023. He did not play last season, but I think this is just what the Dolphins could use at the wide receiver position. He has four touchdowns in three straight seasons, going from 2020 to 2022. Spent time with Atlanta, spent time with the Bucks. He has over 50 receptions in three straight seasons, and I think my favorite aspect of his game, in 2022, 340 snaps out wide, only 185 in the slot. 2021, 339 snaps out wide, 266, excuse me, in the slot. So for someone who plays the majority of the time out wide, I'd love to see the Dolphins identify that boundary receiver where you could have so much more fun with Jalen Waddle in the slot. Dare I say, who'd ever put Tyreek Hill in the slot? We know Mike McDaniel loves to do that. So looking more for that boundary guy, I think Russell Gage could be a nice skill set down the same path as OBJ, someone who you could line up outside and have a little flexibility, but not necessarily someone you need to feed consistently for them to really show their impact on the football field.
So, you know, you're talking Russell Gage here as a wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. I had one question and one question only. Is he fast? Because that's what the Dolphins care about. Is he fast? So I actually looked it up. Russell Gage, 40-yard dash at the combine the year he came out. 4.42. That's fast enough, baby. Let's go. I'm on the Russell Gage train now. Let's get him in.
I remember having Russell Gage in fantasy football, so I'll spin that any way you want, Jake. I mean, that's another wide receiver three that's out there. Other names I had like Hunter Renfrow written down and DJ Chark. I wanted DJ Chark in Miami for a long time. But the point is, there's a bunch of guys outside of Odell Beckham, right, that they can bring in here, could fit that wide receiver three position and maybe produce more than what we've seen in years past. But I still think, as we talked about time and time again, Jonnu Smith, Devon Achane, those are probably going to be those guys that really bite into that wide receiver three production. But who knows anymore? Who knows what Mike Pitano's going to come out with this year? I mean, if Odell Beckham signs, they might draw up all sorts of plays designed just for him. At least we'll get a guy that can actually catch the fade, though, right? That'd be great.
And that would be fade. That, I mean, his most famous play in his career is essentially not necessarily a fade, but he might as well have caught it like a fade, you know? One-handed yeah. against the Cowboys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.